Suicide is hard to talk about everywhere. Here in Wyoming, where cowboy culture values strength and self-reliance, it can be even harder. That stigma can stop people who are considering self-harm from getting the help they need. Recently, a group in the city of Gillette launched an unconventional campaign to make it easier to talk about suicide. As part of our series on suicide in the state, Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports.
Gillette mom Trish Simonson never wanted a tattoo. That changed when her son Caden died by suicide last May. Now her left wrist is adorned with a Bible verse and a semicolon symbol, along with some text.
And it says Caden 5:8:15, and it says, "Ask my story."
Trish's 25-year-old daughter Ashley has a fresh tattoo as well. She and her brother both loved Harry Potter, so a mythical creature from the books is now inked on her right arm.
And it has the word companion on it. That's what his name meant, so I use the semicolon to be the I in companion.
A semicolon is where an author could end a sentence but chooses not to. In Trish and Ashley's tattoos, the symbol represents the will to keep going. It comes from Project Semicolon, a national movement that started in 2013 to raise mental health awareness through semicolon tattoos. Ashley decided to bring the semicolon campaign here after her brother died.
You normally see people with tattoos who have struggled. That's how they show it. And so I thought that bringing the semicolon movement here to Gillette would be a great way to show that, it's everywhere. It's with everyone.
Yeah, it's probably a little extra sensitive today because it's day two in a row she's getting tattooed.
John Harvey is the owner and chief artist at Felony Ink, a Gillette tattoo shop. Back in September, Trish and Ashley Simonson approached a bunch of tattoo places in the city to see if they were interested in being part of the semicolon campaign. But Harvey was the only taker.
I want to give, you know, the community and the kids in the community something to, you know, be able to talk about, be able to share, because they'll come up to them and they'll be like, "Wow, you got a semicolon tattoo. Why?" So it helps them to open up and share their problems and their experiences.
The response was bigger than anybody expected. Harvey's shop inked over 180 semicolon tattoos in September alone, with the proceeds going to the Campbell County Suicide Prevention Coalition. And Felony Ink became a space where people could talk about stuff like depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. John Harvey gave out his personal number to everyone who got the semicolon tattoo.
I actually had people call me, you know, and I'm just someone there that they can talk to, a shoulder to lean on, and I'll definitely listen to anybody, you know, so.
But Harvey is not a trained counselor, and Gillette, like much of Wyoming, is short on professional mental health services. Spring Wilkins is with Wyoming's Prevention Management Organization, which works on statewide anti-suicide efforts, among other things.
We have one full MD psychiatrist working out of the hospital, and we've not been able to add anything to that, and I'm really surprised because it's such a high need.
Wilkins says her organization's current budget is smaller than its last one, and with the state facing a massive revenue shortfall, more cuts are possible. Wilkins says the semicolon campaign is not a substitute for having enough mental health workers or psych hospital beds, but it can reduce the stigma around mental health issues so that the resources that are here, like medication, are used by the people who need them.
We would never think twice about taking medication to get our insulin, you know, back in balance or our cholesterol back in balance. But to take a medication to get your serotonin back in balance is somehow wildly different in people's perspectives. That's a really unfortunate thing.
Back at the Simonson home, Trish and Ashley keep lots of pictures of their late son and brother Caden around.
He was very athletic.
He was gifted.
They're proud of the conversations about suicide they've started around town with the semicolon tattoo campaign. But Ashley says Caden's memory drives them to do a whole lot more.
It doesn't stop for us. It is a continuous struggle and it hurts. Like every day it hurts just as much as the day before.
Ashley says eventually she wants to start a community mental health center in town. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.